There's a stay-at-home order now for Indiana residents in effect. How does that impact Early Learning Indiana centers and all the other daycares in Indiana?
You know, I think the stay-at-home order is impacting childcare centers differently throughout the state. We know that in most childcare centers, they've done what we've done through our Day Early Learning Centers, which is make an effort to get all those families that have a safe alternative site of care to use it so that we can respond to the public health concern and have as few people in our buildings as possible. So at this point, we know that those that we are continuing to serve really are engaged in the response in some way, either because they are emergency responders or providing other essential services or basic needs. And so we are pleased to stay open and to be able to continue to serve those at this time.
And what are the challenges right now for your centers that you're facing in terms of maybe keeping people safe, keeping the centers clean?
Absolutely. So we're taking any number of precautions to help keep people safe. And these have been escalating over the last few weeks as we've learned more and kind of gotten better at our response. We are limiting class sizes to no more than 10 in a room and really, again, prioritizing those children of first responders. We've started completing temperature checks upon arrival so that all children are checked on their way in and with some other health screening questions as well. We began closing early to facilitate deep cleaning overnight and make sure that we have plenty of time to do that. And we've also changed our drop-off and pickup procedures to keep people out of the building, limit the foot traffic, and really make sure that only the children and our teachers are in and out of our centers.
And as you provide care for these first responders, I mean, do you feel like the daycare centers are kind of one of the last lines of defense almost for what we're dealing with, because you have to be able to care for the children of these adults who are working, and if you're unable to stay open, things would start to fall apart in a way?
That's exactly right. We know that having a safe, reliable childcare option has always been important for families. Even in normal times, it's essential to allow people to go to work and go on about their lives. In these times, it's so critical for our healthcare workers and other first responders. And so we've partnered with a number of organizations. We have worked with IU Health to serve their immediate needs, and with the police and fire personnel as well. And so we want them to be able to focus on their jobs and not worry about where their children are.
United Way of Central Indiana has a COVID-19 response fund, and they just gave more than $1 million to organizations that provide child care for children in the area. Early Learning Indiana was one of those. How will those funds be used?
And so we're using those really to meet these immediate needs of first responders and others who are providing those basic needs. And so we have been able to maintain our operations and continue to work, even though we are at, you know, essentially 1/8 of our normal enrollment numbers as a result.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Maureen. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate your time. Take care.